Now, though, as we heard earlier, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sex Abuse will shift its hearing from Sydney to Brisbane today to examine a recent case involving a Catholic primary school. 64-year-old Gerard Burns is currently serving a 10-year jail term for the serial sexual abuse of 13 young Toowoomba schoolgirls back in 2007 and 2008. The Royal Commission will examine the response by the school principal and by the Catholic Education Office in this sixth case study. Cathy Van Exdell reports.
Gerard Burns's 13 victims were just 9 and 10 years old. They were his students, and he was not only their teacher, but the school's child protection officer. The Royal Commission will be asking why the principal of St Saviour's and his head office, the Catholic Education Office, chose not to go to police when two sexual abuse complaints were made within days in 2007. This was despite a legal requirement to report such matters, as well as the school's own procedures. Instead, Gerard Burns, who'd worked in Catholic schools in New South Wales and Queensland since 1970 as both teacher and principal, was spoken to and his denial was believed. He retired in mid-2008 with glowing testimonials and a farewell mass. Soon after retiring, Burns was re-employed by the same school as a relief teacher. His trial heard that many of the offences occurred after the initial complaint was made to the school. In fact, Burns's abuse increased in that time. It wasn't until late 2008, when a parent of another child went directly to police, that he was arrested. Burns spent 2 years in custody before pleading guilty at his 2010 trial to 44 child sex offences, including maintaining a sexual relationship with a child, rape, and indecent dealing. He's currently serving a 10-year jail term and is eligible for parole in 2016. A researcher for the victim support group Broken Rights says the Toowoomba case is indicative of an Australia-wide problem. Here's Bernard Barrett.
It's not that people are more sinful in Toowoomba. It's just that this case illustrates a problem in the Catholic Church throughout Australia, and it's a problem of cover-up.
You made the comment that there was this initial cover-up, but that cover-up continued. In what way did it continue?
Even after the matter became public through a criminal action in the courts in 2010, the church authorities throughout Australia in general kept on trying to minimise and trivialise this problem of cover-up. They emphasised that they'd put strategies in place to protect children in recent years.
Given that this is such a contemporary case, what does that tell us about the kind of measures that the church has in fact implemented?
Well, the measures are mainly a public relations strategy, and it's a strategy to protect the church's reputation and, of course, its assets. It's not a moral stand they're taking. It's up to the police to provide the moral leadership.
The Catholic Church knows its message that processes for dealing with abuse complaints have improved is undermined by this case. Francis Sullivan is the CEO of the Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council.
If we're talking about the 2007-2008 period, I mean, that's a bungle, all right? And you know, I think from what I can understand that the bishop at the time saying he was enraged by this, and, you know, I don't think any of us can excuse that.
It's more than a bungle. More children were abused as a consequence, and it's been described as a cover-up.
Sure, and I understand why that would be the description, and I hope, I sincerely hope that in these days of the inquiry starting today, that the Royal Commission will get to the bottom of that very quickly, and everybody who is a witness there will tell the truth as it is.
What this case does do is undermine the message from the church that things are better.
I agree with that. I mean, it is shocking to think that in 2007 something like this would happen, even when, since about the middle 90s, church leaders have been saying that things are a lot better. It's simply not good enough. It doesn't give the community confidence when we can find in 2007 a shocking, devastating, a series of abuse occurred at that school. This is an opportunity for the church to fess up about its failures and to demonstrate where it can, where it's tried to improve procedures. And I'm sure that the Royal Commission will be very, very focused on that.
So what lessons from this case have been applied by the Catholic Church? I mean, not just in Toowoomba. I mean, what lessons have been applied more broadly? Because clearly it's a systemic issue that you're still dealing with.
It's certainly a systemic issue, Cathy. And one of the failures of the Catholic Church in how it looked at this more broadly is that it doesn't have a good system of one, review, and two, applying the learnings across the system in a rigorous way where compliance to set standards are in place. That is a failure we've already put in our submissions to the Royal Commission, and it simply is not what you would call best practice today.
The case study will be the Royal Commission's sixth public hearing and the first to be held outside of Sydney. It's expected to run for 2 weeks.